I tell you what, and I'm not saying the guys do a bad job that are here and help us out at Rock Ridge, but I've never been a fan of the JFL programs. I just think at that age, you know, if there's flag football leagues and stuff like that, that's fantastic for kids to get involved and excited about football. But I've never liked, you know, fourth and fifth graders putting on pads. I just think that there's too many kids, you know, developing and that are a little spooked of contact still, and they're getting put in situations where I think they're scared to death. And plus, I don't like the pigeonholing of kids where, well, this is this group's quarterback. You know, kids develop so differently, and so some develop early and some develop late, and there's some kids that don't come out when they're seventh or eighth graders in junior high football because they've never played this position, or this kid is the quarterback or the halfback for this group, so I might as well not come out. And then you get the situation where there's kids that are scared to hit. You know, they took one decent pop, and it scared them. And I know we have a coach on our coaching staff that feels the same way, because one of his kids didn't come out, and it was because he was scared of the contact in a younger grade. And you know, I like what they're trying to do. I like the effort, but, you know, I just, as far as a numbers standpoint, I think you lose some of the kids because of who the starters are, and they're a little scared of contact, and maybe when they're a little older and more mature, they can handle it better if they didn't get spooked away with it when they were younger. And as far as junior high, you know, I think that's about the age. Is seventh and eighth grade is I wouldn't mind seeing it just flag football until they hit seventh and eighth grade, and then that's the first time they put on pads. And you know, I don't want to lose that. That's the one I don't want to lose, because I sure don't want to see it to go to fall baseball, and then we get, and that even hurts. I think that'll hurt the football numbers even more, because then we already talked one time about how there's sports that are going to year round, and I think that would hurt us, because then I think they'll transition to those fall baseball leagues coming into high school. So, you know, I hope we can keep it around in junior high, and you know, like I said, intentions are good, but I've never been a big fan of it, especially padded football at such a young age.